Chapter 6. Sultana?
Guards, guards, at ease!
The woman spoke with confidence and control, and the guards immediately backed away from Hidayah.
Sultan?
Hidayah cried out in shock. Hidayah turned quickly, looking all around her.
Where? I don't see him!
The beautiful woman tilted her head and began to laugh.
You're not from here, my sister, are you?
Hidayah still did not understand what was happening, but she felt calmed by the woman's smooth voice.
No, no, I am not from near here. My friends and I, we have traveled from very far, and...
Hidayah trailed off as the woman's bright eyes grew wide. She smiled.
You and your friends! You must be the Jannah Jewels! I did not think I would find you until after the feast this evening. I hope you'll dine with me at the feast so that we can discuss the item you must find. I will explain it to you all.
The Sultan gestured to Hidayah to approach.
Where are your friends?
Hidayah shook her head in dismay.
I don't know. You must be the wise woman we are seeking to learn from. But we didn't make a plan for what to do after one of us found you, so I do not know how to find them.
Well then, perhaps my good friend Hati can help. Let us see if he can lift our spirits.
The Sultan exclaimed with a sweet ring to her voice while directing Hidayah around the tent of poets. As Hidayah looked to where the Sultan gestured, her eyes traveled up the rough gray wrinkles of the elephant.
So, that's Hati?
Hidayah asked.
Well, I've always wanted to ride an elephant.
With the help of the two guards, the Sultan was boosted up a pole to a large silver cushion resting on the back of the elephant. She reached her arm down and helped pull Hidayah up to her. Then the Sultan leaned far forward and whispered into the elephant's ear. He lifted his heavy legs and began the regal walk up the path. The guards walked ahead of them, ensuring Hati did not step on any distracted revelers. From atop Hati, Hidayah was able to see much more easily through the crowd. All around, people looked happy, and many bowed graciously at the sight of the Sultan's elephant, cheering her name. Hidayah directed Hati around the carnival, passing through each area until they found one of the Jannah jewels. Each time, the Sultan helped the jewel up onto the back of Hati. Finally, they made their way to Iman, who was lounging on a rug while gently petting a massive, purring tiger with her new friend. As Iman turned to see her friends and the beautiful woman, her eyes traced the elephant's massive trunk, and she smiled.
What a magnificent creature! Hidayah, who are our new friends?
Hidayah called out from atop the elephant.
This is the Sultan, Iman. This is her elephant friend, Hati. Come up. We must ride him over to the feast.